News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, let's turn back to that story about the COVID independent evaluation and the reports today that leading figures involved in managing the country's response to the pandemic are unlikely to face a public grilling. We're joined by Majella Beatty, who is spokesperson with Care Champions. Majella, your reaction to the details on the COVID evaluation?
Thanks, Shane. The COVID evaluation is simply not adequate. It's not going to address the failures. It's not going to particularly look at the residents in care homes and how they were failed. Our core belief, I suppose, is that the evaluation is falls significantly short of meeting the needs for accountability, transparency, and vulnerable people who were failed so heinously will not be heard through this process.
Why do you say that? What's your basis for saying that?
So we believe that we need an inquiry that will have at the heart of it the people who were failed. We believe that there needs to be a statutory element to the report that will demand that people will be obliged to attend and to provide documentation.
Sorry to cut across you. Who's not going to attend this? I mean, all the people involved were pretty much state employees. I can't envisage a situation where somebody's going to say, I'm not cooperating with this inquiry.
Well, many of those who were involved in decision-making processes have now left.
They have.
So it's up to them to make that choice.
But realistically, sorry, Majella, sorry to cut across you, but realistically, who among them is going to say, I'm actually not going to talk to this inquiry? I can't envisage that scenario. I just can't envisage it happening.
Okay, so if you look at that in another way, so our families cannot even find out. They can't get their loved ones' medical records. They can't find out whether or not their individual wife, son, daughter, mother, they cannot find out how they died, whether or not they had medical attention. So why would any facility or government department hand over documents which potentially may show them in a bad light when you look at what we have met for the last 5 years, which is stonewalling? And what we believe that this inquiry should be, it's not just about looking back. It's about looking at the serious failures that we believe were there before COVID to ensure that real lessons can be learned. And we cannot do that unless we actually sit down, look at the systemic issues, look at the lack of legislation that failed our loved ones,
Why wouldn't this inquiry do that? Like you mentioned the statutory inquiry. I could give you a list of about 20 statutory inquiries over the last 20 or 30 years. They've taken years. One of them I had the painful misfortune of covering that went on for 14 years and cost billions of euros. I don't see how that's going to help anything or help us learn lessons.
I don't think there's any reason why we cannot have a time-limited investigation that deeply incorporates
It would be a first. If you have a statutory inquiry, a time-limited investigation would be the first we've ever managed to achieve.
And there's no reason why we cannot. At the end of the day, I don't believe that if the failures that our loved ones experienced happened to any other demographic in Irish society, that we would have anything left. The fact that our issue is not that people died of COVID-19. Our issue is how people lived and how they died under the policies that was put in place, not just in nursing homes, people who were in hospitals, people in disability services, anybody within the care sector, they were not given the same equality in rights as the rest of society. They were denied their families for weeks and months and in some cases for years on end. And the detrimental harm that occurred to people, that can't just be swept under the carpet with a very, very limited time.
Sorry, Michelle, I have to cut across you there. It would be unfair to suggest anybody involved in this inquiry is sweeping anything under the carpet. They are going to do their best, I imagine, to conduct this inquiry. So I do have to pull you up.
Yeah, and I just want to say that we've met with Professor Scott, and I totally 100% agree that she will do the very best that she can within the very limited resources and terms of, terms of reference that
okay.
he has.
We will leave it there. But thank you indeed for talking to us. Majella Beattie, spokesperson with Care Champions. Thank you for talking to News.